Guys, it's like Groundhog Day. Monday, noon Eastern, David and I are back at it. And you know, why am I using the word Groundhog Day? You know, there was a great movie, I don't know, in the 80s, where the same thing, it was Bill Murray, kept happening over and over and over and over again. And you know, there's no change. Rules for you, but not for me. So let's talk about going to a sports game, and I decide to wear my Make America Great hat, which, by the way, I don't have. But if I did, and they said, you can't wear it here, but I can wear a hat saying Biden on boss, and not have a single peep said. Hey, guys, my name's Stuart Brisgell. That's David Solomon. This is an unfiltered, uncensored conversation on a wide range of topics, like baseball caps and Groundhog Day. This podcast is dedicated on a platform on expressing and sharing thoughts, experiences, ideas from a variety of opinions. Like, I went to a Montreal Canadiens game and I brought my own whistle and I blew the whistle at a penalty. They kindly asked me to stop blowing. Anyways, guys, sit back, relax, because this is the latest news, pop culture, and so much more. Catch us again Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. Now, David, Robert Kraft from the owners of the football team spent $7 million about a no hate. Yet in Toronto, they let people wear keffiyehs on the floor.
No. No, you kind of got the story wrong, but it's all right. Let's get folks.
No, but they allow
it's a problem with Stuart. Stuart doesn't know Canadian stuff, and he's out of sports. So let me take over before he pops this one too. All right. So, folks, all kidding aside, this is really serious. This is not funny. You know, last week the Toronto Raptors, one of the owners, it's Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, one of the major owners of the team and shareholder of the team. I beg your pardon. He's a Jewish guy named Tannenbaum. And it's kind of crazy what goes on where wherever you see someone Jewish, there tends to be this attitude of, yes, we're going to rally for Israel. We are going to send messaging for hate, but we don't want to cause problems. So at a Toronto Raptors game last week, a couple of people showed up with a Free Our Hostages sweatshirt. There's a badge. And folks, in case you don't have one, here's mine that I wear very proudly. And essentially what we're trying to do is to deliver a message to free the 130 plus hostages that have been violated, denied of their freedoms, ignored by the world for close to 150 days. It's insane. And generally what ends up happening is that they walk around, no noise, but they walk around or they go to their seats wearing this. Well, security didn't like it and told him that they had to remove the sweatshirt, or they actually even offered a Raptor sweatshirt to put on top of it, and they said no. So they were told the choice is do what we ask or leave.
Is that legal? Is that legal?
You have a contract with the team when you go, that you're not to cause a disruption at any sporting event. It's what happened. Now, unfortunately, what we've seen in sporting events, which has occurred numerous times, Stuart, is that you see whenever there is a pro-Palestinian or pro-Hamas supporter there, they cause noise. There's massive disruptions. We've seen it in soccer games. We've seen it in other events. They're disruptive, which I'll get to a little more in detail on a parallel story. But this is what ended up happening. Now, the problem is that this followed 2.5 weeks earlier. The National Hockey League had this piece of garbage, Keanu Lede, sing the American National Anthem, who on her Twitter, or X, wrote, if you're a Zionist, feel free to stay your ass at home. And they let this bitch perform and do the American National Anthem in Toronto. Now, Toronto has no control. This is the NHL. But guess who are the commissioners of both leagues, Stuart? What religion do you think they're both from?
I don't know.
They're both Jewish. Adam Silver is Jewish on the NBA side. And on the NHL, you also have a Jewish guy. And it's incredible how what the difference is, what we're willing to tolerate. And why is it that we're willing to tolerate this, Stuart? Is because the left and these folks thrive on chaos. Now, let me show you the difference between the two. All right. And I'm going to steal my screen back. Okay. And I want to show you, this is Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots football team, who put out to spend $7 million of his own money and brought in Dr. Clarence Jones, the speechwriter for Martin Luther King, to talk about hate. And what's incredible is if you go to the website, and yes, the website is standuptojewishhate.org, but his message is stand up to all hate. The point I'm trying to get here, Stuart, is that the differences between what the Jewish community wants to deliver as a message is a peace and it's quiet and of elimination of hate. But let me tell you what the other side likes to do. Queen's University a few weeks ago, last week at McGill University, what do protesters do? Disrupt to the point where students could not get not only to classes, but couldn't even get into buildings. So as some of you may know, I do teach at McGill University, and I get an email saying, sorry, access to this business school, Stuart, the old Bronfman building that you and I knew very well, was blocked by pro-Hamas, and I'm sick and tired of calling them Palestinian because they're not. These are pro-Hamas, terrorist-loving supporters, and they blocked the entrance to McGill University's building business school, disrupting classes, disrupting access, and even putting people's lives in harm. But instead of the school doing what's right, they did nothing. The police couldn't go there because this is a campus thing. And again, the same thing happened in Queen's University. Same thing. They disrupted in the building. They had problems in there. And of course, nothing changes. You called it Groundhog Day, Stuart. And that's exactly what's happened. The left continues to thrive on chaos. And everyone is catering to them because what is happening? We're afraid of their response. And that's why a Jew is denied access into a Raptors game when he quietly wants to wear a tag and a sweatshirt that denotes what? Humanity. And Stuart, it's appalling.
You know, David, you know, let me take it one step further. You brought up the hostages. Okay. You know, you hear in the news how horrible the war in Gaza is. Okay. You hear about how civilians are being told to leave, asked to leave. You hear about Egypt putting out mass amount of razor wire, right?
Egypt put up? No. Did you see the wall?
The wall and razor wire.
Yeah. But
you don't hear, and you hear about the Geneva Convention, United Nations. Do you realize that the act that these terrorists did violates the Geneva Convention?
Of course.
The way they held the initial hostages is known to be against the Geneva Convention, and the actual hostages being kept now is against the Geneva Convention. However, you don't hear the media. In fact, you don't hear social media on this topic, spinning into another subtopic here. You know, if the media is bought off or afraid or agenda-based, there is no news. And David, I'm going to say something, and it's going to be the zinger. Walter Cronkite.
Now, here we go again.
Made a point. You got to have both sides. Now, and if you can go to a Raptor game, David, and wear a keffiyeh, but you can't wear a sweatshirt,
You didn't get the story.
I'm looking on the news. I'm looking at pictures.
Yeah, but it's not a Raptors game, Stuart. It's not the Raptors game. The point is she sang the national anthem The National Hockey League invited this piece of garbage. It's not, I'm not talking about she came to attend the game.
David, they refused to allow two young people to wear a sweatshirt quietly, but they don't ask people wearing keffiyehs to leave the stadium.
Because they're going to tell you it's a cultural symbol. I don't care if you want to wear a keffiyeh. Wear a keffiyeh proudly. I don't care. What I care about is listen to what you're doing. All these people, from Secretary of State Blinken to Joe Biden to Justin Trudeau to all these people who think that they're smarter than every other previous president, leader, Secretary of State, whatever, you're doing the same thing, expecting a different result. That's insanity, folks. You can't just sit there and tell Israel unilaterally, like Obama tried, like Hillary Clinton tried, we're going to declare a unilateral Palestinian state. That's going to solve all the problems. How come Saudi Arabia, how come Qatar, sorry, how come the UAE, Bahrain, South Sudan, Morocco,
Jordan,
signed the Abraham Accords? Because you know what? They knew that having a Palestinian state was not the solution.
Well, you know, and I saw a viral video taken from The Rock where they asked and the military that guard that rock area, which I don't know who controls that. But nevertheless, they forced a woman holding the Palestinian flag to put it down and leave. But, you know, even as far as these new AI engines, David, I just wanted to do, why does Israel want to evacuate Gaza? And, you know, the second point that you find in these social media AI bots, it raises serious legal and humanitarian concerns. Human Rights Watch has highlighted the evacuation order as alarming, if not could lead to war crimes. You know, why don't we hear the capture of people unlawfully held against their will, women and children murdered, being a war crime?
Because, Stuart, I'll tell you why.
It's crazy. It's really
simple. It's very simple. Because what does the left want? And the left is really right now the messaging of most media today. They don't want to tell you the truth. They want to tell you what's wrong with Israel and Jews. And when there is a huge international song contest called the Eurovision, and every year European countries, and you ask why Israel's part of Eurovision, because they're not allowed to be part of Asia, you know, because of the Arab boycott, but nobody picks up on that. Israel has a contestant every year. And this year, led by many artists, they want to make sure that Israel doesn't participate. 500 performers signed a petition to accept Israel. There are people finally waking up to this. This isn't the 30s from Germany, Stuart. That's the lucky thing. Because in the 30s, we had no voice. Now we do. Because for every – hold on, Stuart, let me finish with this, and then I'll pass it to you back. For every Roger Waters who stands up and yells and screams anti-Semitism with Annie Lennox and the rest of these anti-Semitic pieces of garbage, you've got Bono from U2, you've got Billy Joel, who recently stood up in concerts – supporting Jews and Israel. Bono shows you the difference.
Bono's a new supporter of this. And
I don't care. I don't care.
His take was it was the music festival and people, you know, trying to listen to music. And he's very big on that. But, you know, David, I got another recourse. You know, the same way tech wants to censor their agenda, you know, the pacemakers of the world are all created and owned by Jewish companies. And, you know, why don't we just turn off their pacemakers? You know, why do we have to allow them to exist in a world that they really want to argue?
Stuart, you know, when you start making statements like that, you just give fodder to the left.
I'm just being sarcastic.
More of that stuff. I know you like to do that. Stuart, let's just wrap this up.
It's considered a wrap today. Thank you guys for tuning into this incredible electric type of conversation. We hope you've enjoyed some of this dialogue back and forth that David and I love to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. Catch us on YouTube, catch us on Facebook, catch us on X. You can get us even on our website because it's back up. after getting hacked out a little bit. Not too sure what happened there. But nevertheless, please send us a PM, a message, record us, subscribe to us. We love you. Guys, until next time, keep ranting. David, say goodbye.
Have a good one.
That's not